What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Not that they're not all stellar, but today's show, I think, has been exceptional from a guest standpoint. Again, I give credit to Fred on that. But we started off with Scott Jennings, CNN political contributor, good friend of myself and the program. And he has his own radio show, and it's going to air starting on August 25th, in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from last night, at 8 p.m. He does a one-hour show on the Salem Network, and we talked with Jennings about that. We had Selena Zito talking about her book, Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. So awesome reasons to go back, use the rewind function, or listen to the podcast, or check it out on YouTube or the X, formerly Twitter. Now, on Friday, we had a roundtable, and my next guest was on that panel, and we talked about this situation where you had a group of teenagers arrested by the cops here in St. Louis after an armed carjacking that ended in a miles-long chase and then a crash in Bridgeton. So the kids are then released to their parents because the crime doesn't reach this threshold of a point system that I was rather unfamiliar with, and we're going to get educated on here this afternoon. So they return the kids to the parents. A day later, the same kids guilty of another carjacking. At first, it was a Uber, then it was a Lyft. And this is just crazy. So we talked about it on the roundtable. Former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch, also a former county councilman, is back with us this afternoon after he was one of the members on the panel last week. Chief, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Mark.
So this caught me off guard because I guess if I had known about the point system, I was unfamiliar. But now there's calls to reform it. This is something that's coming from the law enforcement legislative coalition. Give us the background on this, why there is this point system, and what needs to be done about it.
Well, I am a member, in full disclosure, of that coalition. And I will tell you that there's a couple issues at play here. In 2021, the state changed the age of a juvenile that commits a criminal offense. It used to be once you were 17, you were considered an adult and you went to adult court. Now it's 18. So it added a whole new crop of juvenile offenders that are handled in the juvenile court, the family court now. That was one of the issues. And then going back before that, while I was still the police chief in 2013, the Supreme Court passed an operating rule. It's called Rule 28. And basically what it did is it started this point system. And I want you to, the analogy I'll use is, think about when you commit a traffic violation and you get points on your driver's license.
Right.
So the more serious the infraction, the higher points you get, and eventually you get your license suspended or revoked. This is working the same way, except crimes are classified by the number of points. So if you commit a crime and you're a juvenile and you've got no past record, most likely you will not be held. You'll be handed off to a parent or guardian. And only in the most severe cases will there be anybody actually detained in the juvenile court system. So they actually assign, you know, for example, so say somebody commits a felony assault second degree, that's like an attempt murder. There wouldn't be enough points to warrant to detain the juvenile. So that's how this happened with these individuals in the carjacking, is that they were not held, they were immediately released, and they were back out doing it again. So two things need to change. The point system needs to change, and so does the age of when a person's considered a juvenile or an adult needs to go back to the old system. When I was a police chief in 2013, when this was passed, this point system, we balked about it then and said, this is one of the dumbest things we've ever seen. This is going to create more issues where juveniles are going to just be turned loose, even for violent felonies. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening.
Who changed the age from 17 to 18? Was that the legislature or was that done locally?
No, it was the legislature.
Why in the hell would they have done that? Can you help me out with that? Well, that's baffling to me.
And that was in 2021.
Okay.
That they changed that. And think about what was going on then. Pandemic, crime was just starting to spike. We're starting to see big crime spikes during the pandemic, which have kind of turned back to what I would call traditional crime numbers that we're seeing now. So I think the legislature said, you know what? We've got to stop incarcerating and detaining these juveniles. Let's just change the age. And now a juvenile will be, 17 and under instead of 16 and under. That was a big change.
Any common sense person, though, hearing the details of the carjackings from last week will say, and I believe I said it on the roundtable, how is it possible that an armed carjacking doesn't reach the threshold of 15 points to hold the juvenile beyond a couple hours and release them to the parents? That seems crazy.
It does, and it is.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, so how hard will it be to fix that? This has to be the impetus. There should have been more impetus before this, but now there seems to be more people willing. How many people are in this group, the Law Enforcement Legislative Coalition, along with you?
Well, there's probably 20 around the state. That's for the whole state. And I will tell you that this is going to be a priority for the coalition to get this change. And I know I talked to a couple of representatives last night. They were at Dennis Hancock's county executive kickoff party. And I know they're already starting to work on this. So I think we're going to see some change in the next session. Now, the point system, that was adopted by the courts, by the Supreme Court of Missouri. It was a rule adoption. So that could be changed by the courts at any time, the point system could be. And by the way, some courts like St. Charles County, they don't follow it. They say, you know what, we catch you in a carjacked vehicle, you're going to be detained. So, there are some options there, but I can tell you St. Louis City and County, they'll let these kids out as soon as they can, or they won't even take them in.
Why, if I'm a judge and I read this story or I hear about this story of these carjackers, which, again, is very illustrative considering this point system, why would I not say, yeah, you know what? I think we need to change that. Now, I don't know what the process would be if you still have any point system at all. But good Lord, I can see having some points for shoplifting or things where guns are not involved. But I think we can all agree if there's a gun involved, there's an attempt at harming someone, there's an actual assault, that there should be no point system. That person should be held in the system.
That's right. And I'll give credit to Melissa Price Smith, the new St. Louis County prosecutor. She says, you commit a crime with a firearm, you're going to jail on the first offense. But she doesn't. She also doesn't have control over juveniles. That goes to the family court, unless they're certified as an adult, then she gets them. But other than that, the family court, outside of her control, handles that.
Any thoughts while I have you here, and thanks for jumping on again in the aftermath of the roundtable, on what President Trump is doing with D.C. and the National Guard, and you know the left is going bat blank crazy about this, talking about fascism again. But here you have a situation where, not unlike St. Louis and Chicago and other cities, crime is rampantly out of control. They want to talk about the numbers are better than they were a few years ago. I'd love for you to address that. But what are your thoughts on everything that's happening in D.C. right now?
Well, I think it's going to be temporary. I know he took the head of DEA and put that person in charge of the Metropolitan Police. I think it'll be temporary, like maybe 60 days or less. There's also 25 different federal police forces just in the district. So think about if you turn all them loose, and they already have jurisdiction throughout the district anyway, but instead of saying you have to guard the Washington Monument tonight, you're going to patrol at Union Station instead, that's going to have an impact. Just the visibility will have an impact. And then you got to remember, too, he also deployed the National Guard. My question for the National Guard, is it like the National Guard we had during Ferguson, where they weren't allowed to have ammunition in their guns? What's it going to be like? What's the rules of engagement for the National Guard in D.C.? I'm sure they're going to be paired up with local police and probably won't be out patrolling on their own.
Yeah, that's interesting. I kind of forgot about the rules, you know, and there is one thing to see the images and, you know, having the police presence. I think there's benefit to that. But I guess I wasn't thinking along the lines of the follow up and how much, you know, action they'll be able to even take. Right.
Yeah, I think what you're going to see is a lot of arrests, an immediate reduction in crime. But as soon as they back off and go back to business as usual, they'll come out of hiding and it'll just start over again, unless the district itself and the courts there take serious action and say, we're going to change the rules of engagement here.
Well, but the other thing, and this is where there's commonality with our city and every major city, I mean, the number of, and Mayor Bowser, to her credit, even pointed out, I mean, she wants to hire hundreds of more officers. We need hundreds more officers here in St. Louis, but that is a years-long, you know, undertaking. It's not something, I mean, we've been talking about it for years, and it's still not really being taken control or taken care of here in St. Louis, but that's going to take years to get to that level. But obviously, that's one of the big issues.
No doubt about it. One of the things the governor could do is he can offer an incentive for officers to come from other areas. They did that in Florida. It's been very successful. Governor DeSantis did that in Florida, $5,000 for every new police officer that comes to work in Florida.
So kind of a signing bonus, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Look, there's a lot of things we use our tax dollars for, and I would vote yes on that one to get better police and to get police to stay in the city of St. Louis and in Missouri. So I would vote.
Right.
I would vote to say that that's a good idea to go down that track if that's one of the options. All right, Chief, thanks for jumping on here this afternoon. I'm a little short on time. I appreciate it, though, as always.
All right, Mark. Take care. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.